The old man came in with such force he nearly wrecked the Batwing doors.
Howdy, Professor.
No one else even turned to look.
Go west on Vivant Road.
Displeasure covered every inch of his face. 2 seconds of silence followed. The most unlikely candidate, the obese giant...
Okay, then. That's me.
...stood up.
Wait a second, Lasko. You're in for $15. Lay your money down.
I know. I ain't about to embarrass myself over a lousy $15.
He flung 2 coins at the man in the iron mask.
I'll win it back from you next time, mask.
Though he acknowledged the professor on the way out, there wasn't the tiniest bit of respect in it. It didn't look at all like an employer-employee relationship. The professor walked over to the counter.
Whiskey.
For humans? Or for nobles?
What?
His expression shifted from one of surprise to delight.
Do you actually have anything like that?
Yes, sirree.
Then of course I'll have the kind for nobles.
The bartender finally showed a genuine smile, opening an iron door on the shelf. The fearful manner in which he took out the precious commodity made it seem more like a bomb, but it was a cut crystal bottle in a vivid shade of green.
I'd heard they had other kinds of spirits besides wine. Who knew whiskey would be one of them? Never thought I'd run into some in a saloon out in the sticks like this, that's for sure. Is this the real deal?
Go ahead and ask anybody in town. Ask them if they've ever once been ripped off at Dan's place. Now, we've been playing nothing but straight here for 35 years. Now, once every 10 years, Grand Duke Berginzi offers some stuff for sale, which is where this bottle came from. Now, only 4 bottles like this were mixed in with 1,000 bottles of wine, and I bid a pretty sum to get it. That's why I only offer it to special guests. $500 a glass, but a scholar, he'd pay 100 times that for a drink of this.
You must be joking.
For less than $100, the professor could have 10 glasses of the very finest wine at any of the best bars in the capital. Though he pounded on the table, the bartender didn't even flinch.
If you're not interested, forget I mentioned it. But I ain't got all day.
Okay. Here.
The flashing clatter of money on the counter made the bartender happy. Reaching for the bottle with an exaggerated motion, he gave it a powerful twist, all of which the professor watched bitterly, but with eyes aglitter with expectation.